Good morning and thanks for listening to the Carroll County Government Podcast. This week's feature is Commissioner Michael Guerin of District 4. This podcast features audio snippets from the Board of Carroll County Commissioners open session. First up is Commissioner Guerin's Priority Carroll Report from February 16th, 2023.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll try to be brief. I first want to thank the Emergency Services Advisory Council. For people who are not familiar with that organization, we've got 14 fire stations in the county, 14 chiefs, 14 presidents of corporations, hundreds of volunteers and people working in those stations. And the ESAC is a place where you've got the volunteers represented, the stations, the union, you've got citizen representatives, the fire chief sits in it, and you've got some amazing people running it in the name of Rick Baker. So I sit on that advisory committee as the commissioner representative. And I just want to thank each and every one of those individuals. We have two doctors on the ESAC. It's an extraordinary group of people, and I want to thank them for all the work they're doing, because there's only five of us, and I just mentioned, you know, dozens and dozens of different entities out there, and it allows us to make wise decisions. They truly are focused and just trying to make the best decisions possible, and then bringing them us to as commissioners. And everybody knows what's going on in the county with the transition process taking place. It is anything but simple. But the ESAC is playing such a critical role, and I am so grateful for them, and I'm always looking forward to those meetings. It's been mentioned, we did meet with the Carroll Community College Board of Trustees on Tuesday morning. It was a fantastic meeting, and they had everybody on deck, so that was really impressive. We have all benefited in some way or form or shape from that community college, whether we've got kids there, or we went there ourselves, or we have friends there, we're trying to continue our education. So it's disheartening, and this is my words, not theirs, but it's disheartening to see that our community college system in the state is going to, it looks like it's going to be another victim of what I like to refer to as state mandates, the state trying to tell counties and municipalities how to run their own governments. Last week I mentioned, you know, the new motto for Maryland should be, if you don't like it, too bad, because that is increasingly the case. The community college is one of those entities. We've already got a state board of education that's trying to tell our school board how to run their school system, and in the process introducing some draconian bills about what you should be teaching kindergartners and first graders about sexuality. We've got a public health commission coming down the road to tell our county health department how to run things. It seems like it's never ending. I know there's a lot of consternation about the upcoming budget for the school system. I'm encouraging parents, take a good look at Maryland Blueprint and what it's going to mean for our Carroll County public school system. That is coming straight out of Annapolis, and if I had $1 billion, I may not be able to negate some of the real negative effects of that blueprint coming down the pike. So again, I'll continue to speak on this, because I think it's a disturbing development. It seems to be happening at ever-increasing pace. We've got a fantastic county here. I mean, we do things right. We're not rich, but we're not poor. We just find ways to do things right. That's what we're all about. We shouldn't be penalized for it. Thank you.
February 23rd, 2023, in open session, Commissioner Guerin took the time to comment on the blueprint for Maryland's future. This was passed by the Maryland General Assembly in 2021 to transform public education in the state and increase education funding by $3.8 billion each year over the next 10 years.
Yeah, just a couple of brief comments, but I do agree with you about, I mean, I know it's a letter, but we do have an important voice here in the county. I feel as though we need to probably do that more often and support some other counties as well, in particularly rural counties. You know, just briefly, more of a comment than anything, I just feel compelled to remind people who are watching that nobody in Carroll County asked for Blueprint. And, you know, Blueprint seems to be rooted very deeply in this equity. And I still haven't had anybody tell me how much equity is going to cost, when is it enough, when do you achieve your goals. And now we're stuck looking at budget costs. But as usual with government, no one ever looks at the human cost. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it's not. If Blueprint is designed to help certain counties, the people who are designing it and implementing it, they got to know that it's hurting a lot of other counties as well. There is a human cost to this. It is astounding that I'm not surprised, but I am, and I'm not disappointed, because we're kind of used to this by now. But People need to remember that as we go forward. Nobody asked for this. It's just a shame. So, but I do appreciate the briefing, and you've been very direct with us, which is important. So thank you.
Commissioner Guerin attended his first opioid senior policy group on March 1st. Here are his thoughts from Priority Carroll on March 2nd, 2023.
Thank you. Good morning, Carroll County. I've got a couple items. I'll try to be brief. I attended my first meeting of the opioid senior policy group yesterday at the health department. Not surprisingly, when it comes to statistics and the situation we're facing with the drug crisis in this county and really nationwide, it's a lot of bad news. Overdoses and deaths are on the rise, particularly due to fentanyl. And then when they feel like they've got kind of a starting to get a handle on the issue with fentanyl, the drug dealers add something else to it that just makes it 10 times worse, if it can actually get worse. What's interesting was passed. I had a couple weeks ago shown some pictures of some fake prescription drugs and real ones, and what was passed yesterday was that the fake prescription drugs, things like OxyContin and Xanax, look more real now than the real, the ones with fentanyl in them look more real than the actual ones being sold by doctors. That was literally passed during the policy group meeting. So there was a lot of bad news yesterday, but there was also some good news because it was very uplifting to be with the health department and Kathy Baker and all her folks there, Sue Doyle, a lot of attendees, just about everybody you can imagine is there, even at the state level. And I know they're working very hard with the resources that they have. In fact, they're going through a sort of a policy and objectives drill right now where they're trying to determine where they want to focus most of the resources and energy and how they want to do it in terms of the fentanyl and the drug crisis. And I'm encouraged by that. And I think what I'd like to do is when they get through that process, maybe have them come and talk to us to not only educate us as commissioners, but get the word out to the community, the county, about what we have out there to deal with this crisis. There's new call numbers, there's new programs coming online. We have a regional partnership with some other counties and things. So I'm honored to be on that policy group, and I look forward to the next meeting. I want to close by making another comment. I want to address this issue of bonuses, and I'm using Priority Carroll to do it right now because, you know, people are going to be coming in and they're going to be asking for bonuses. I don't blame them for doing it, and I want to address the residents of the county. I want to address the county employees on this issue, and I don't feel like I need to be doing it with people coming in because I don't blame them for doing that either. I've been very clear about my stance on bonuses. I question the efficacy of them. I've been around corporate America for quite some time, worked for a tier one consulting firm. I've done a lot of things. A lot of people have various experiences, but it's hard for me to find the efficacy of them. They don't really work well with in terms of retention. But I also feel as though it should be part of the budget process. And the day that I filed to run for commissioner, I've been hearing about the budget process, the budget cycle, and how important it is. So I do feel very strongly that any increase in funding in terms of salary should be part of that process. I will be very consistent. I feel like I have been consistent. I think it's the right thing to do. I feel like it's the fiscally conservative thing to do. But I wanted to mention that during Priority Carroll because, again, I think it's important that when people come in and ask, that's not a problem. But it's up to us to make the best decisions we can, and sometimes they're difficult. But wanted to make that clear before we go in what might be a series of requests for that type of funding going on in the next couple months and weeks. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the District 4 podcast. You can learn more about Commissioner Guerin at carrollcountymd.gov/Guerin. Thanks for listening.